Nadine.
Well, over the weekend, one of the biggest parties in the world took place in Dubai. This was incredible. It was the launch of Dubai's Atlantis, the Royal Hotel. This is a phenomenal hotel. Gold toothbrushes. Like, the luxury was phenomenal. Beyonce performed. $23 million to perform for an hour, and she got up and sang this beautiful Etta James hit. Jenna, Rebel Wilson, Liam Payne, the list goes on. And a very good friend of ours, another A-lister was there, Sonia Kruger. Son.
Morning, Phoebe. Morning, Feb. Morning, Nick.
Morning.
What a weekend.
I could not believe it. It was ridiculous. Like, when Beyonce came out, it was a private show for the guests of this hotel. And for a start, when I got the invitation, I thought it was a joke. It was a hoax.
How did you get that?
I don't know.
I saw the news yesterday, Sonia, and there was Scotty Cam standing there, Nat Bass, yourself. I'm like, what the hell?
Sebastian was there, Rebel Wilson. Yeah, I know. It was really weird. It was just a really strange group of people, too. We all kept looking at each other going, why are we here exactly?
Do you know what song was so funny? I ended up, because we share this same makeup artist, Mia, and I thought, where's Mia in the world? That looks like an amazing hotel. And
there's a funny meme going around too, Phoebe. It's like there are two types of people in the world, the people who are in Dubai and everybody else. So it's like, that's what it's been like for the last couple of days, though. It's just been nuts. Like, you'd walk through the hotel foyer, walk straight past Kendall Jenner, and there's Jay-Z over at the beach bar. You know, it was like last night Beyonce brought Blue Ivy out onto the stage to perform with her. And it was just next level crazy. That hotel has 90 swimming pools.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
It's a lot
Pretty
of pee.
Sure Beyonce's room might have had his own pool. Oh. I did not, just FYI. But the hotel is stunning. It's like really, you know, the Atlantis Palm, the fronds in Dubai, you can see that image. So this is the sister hotel, but it's really contemporary, super modern. Amazing, just beautiful. Yeah, really.
Well,
stunning.
I even thought, just from looking at all your socials, it's like a great it's an Instagrammer's paradise, like for Insta photos.
And they were all there.
there were
influencers from right across the globe. And the weird thing is with influencers, you don't recognize them because they're not sort of people that work on TV, or you know, you don't kind of recognize their faces
without the filters.
Millions of following, and they make everything you post look really lame.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And Scotty Cam is hilarious. I spent a lot of time hanging out with him this weekend, and I love Scotty's post because it's just like he'll just take a snap in front of a hotel sign, and that's his post. You know, everybody else has got like gimbals and lights and a squad of social media people. So yeah, crazy.
There's a lot of FOMO in this studio, and there's a lot of FOMO around Australia when we did see that you guys were there. And you have the same manager, not just the same makeup artist, but same manager as Fifi.
Fifi and I are basically the same person.
We are.
Well, you're not, because you're in Dubai and she's really Sydney hot. With us, and she's very upset with her manager. Why didn't she get me this gig?
I'll have a chat with Mel after this.
One saw Beyonce on the weekend, one saw Carrie Bickmore. So.
Well, that's just as much fun, right? The funny thing is it didn't actually even come through the management. It just came directly via Instagram. That's why I thought it was a joke.
Oh, what? Sonia, what are you doing? That sounds like you're going to end up in a new Squid Game. I don't want that.
That's what I mean. I was really concerned about it. Like, it just didn't – it sounded too good to be true, right? Oh. And then when we kind of sussed it out and realized that it was legit – how do you turn that down?
You can't.
Like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the private show with Beyonce. And we jagged these seats. We kind of blagged our way into the front of the, you know, they had these little cocktail tables set up. And we're next to all these Bollywood stars. And then I bumped into Ronan Keating. He was a few tables down. So, yeah, it was just awesome. The whole thing was brilliant.
And how was Beyonce? We've talked about the hotel. Did she blow the cobwebs out? She hasn't sung for like 5 years publicly.
Oh, well, you wouldn't know it. She's amazing. But the weird thing was, I noticed that she didn't move a lot on stage. And then somebody said to me, she's just had foot surgery.
Ah.
So I think that's why she, you know, like, I mean, you remember Beyonce performing at Coachella a few years back. The dancing is incredible. Mm. Like, she's such a talent in every regard. But last night I did notice that she was kind of a bit more stationary. So I think maybe she's still getting over that. And this kicks off her world tour. So I just feel like we were so lucky to see that. You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
It was amazing, Son. And you were there for it. The biggest party in the world on the weekend in Dubai, yeah. Atlantis's Royal Hotel.
She's about to fly home.
Just stopping
home.
Off at duty free to pick myself up a new liver. On my way.
Because Dee's up on the champagne at the pointy end of the plane too. That'd be nice.
Thanks, Son, for joining us. You go and catch that plane.
Thanks, guys.